And now one more unrefusable offer. URO. Offer that customer cannot refuse. Unrefusable offer. Beautiful words are coming. Decisive competitive edge. Winning offer. Unrefusable offer. Unrefusable offer. When I was traveling in a plane, they said, they gave me a form and they said, put your bid anywhere between 100 to 200 rupees. Anywhere above 100 rupees, whatever you want to put, and we will give that material to him worth 1000 rupees at whatever price you put. If your price is higher, if your bid is higher. So what I did, I just put my figure of 150 rupees. Other people had put 110, 115, 120 like that. My bid was 150 and I got that 1000 rupees worth of product. I got it in 150 rupees. Okay. I was talking about unrefusable offer. Make an offer to the customer which he cannot refuse. A winning offer is so good, it is little higher than that winning offer, unrefusable offer. A winning offer is so good that the clients cannot refuse it. Clients cannot refuse it. For example, client knows, for example, a lady knows that a dress material with full of handmade embroidery on that, a completely handmade embroidery all over the dress, such a dress cannot be available in any market less than 5000 rupees. It is not possible, she knows it. And an offer comes to her, she has gone to some place like some place in Gujarat like Surat, and she gets that kind of a dress in 2000 rupees. Plus, in addition, she gets a stole. In addition, she gets some additional material also with that. Why will she refuse this offer? Tell me. She has a lot of money. She has a credit card. And she gets that wonderful dress in a place like Surat at 2000 rupees with no compromise on quality. Absolutely no compromise. The same quality she is getting at 2000 rupees, plus she gets a stole, plus she gets a handkerchief and so all the other things so many she gets. Why will she refuse the offer? The important aspect of this is that it is not based on lowering the price. It requires that you do something different to address the prospect's core problem. You have to collect all UDEs and connect them to your products. UDE, undesirable effects. You say the shirt produced by you always remains cool. The fabric is so excellent that shirt always remains cool. A man from Mumbai is offered that kind of a shirt in much lower price than other shirts. Why he will not buy it? Undesirable effects. Undesirable effects of the customer. Understand. Convince the customer that your product is solving all his undesirable effects. He will buy it. 100% he will buy it. Because customers have more purchasing power now because of the credit cards. Their own incomes are also rising. They get bonus, they get their inflation allowance, dearness allowance. They don't have dearth of money. Now your marketing has a job that shows the customer that it solves his undesirable effects, UDEs, and you are giving a such a winning offer that he is not, he cannot refuse. URO helps us to answer the question, why should we buy from you? Why should we buy from you? The typical answers are, we have world class quality. Our reputation in the market is superb. We get great results from customers. We are very responsive. We are high on innovation. We are trustworthy. Our employees are highly knowledgeable. That's why you should buy from us. Significant market needs. The moment you understand this, then you will be successful. What they want? Reliable, rapid response. Customer wants or market wants reliable, rapid response. Inventory turns faster. Then vendor managed inventory. I will explain to you all this. Very high due date performance. What market wants? Very high due date performance. For example, you go to a tailor, marriage ceremony of your sister is there after 1 month. You go to a tailor and you say, I want to stitch a suit and I must get it on 15th of May. Because my sister's marriage is on 25th May. I must get my suit on 15th of May. And the tailor gives you the suit on exactly on, he says, come on 14th of May, give a trial to me, then I will correct any, if anything is required, and I will deliver the suit to you on 15th. And every time I go to that tailor, every time he does like this, he calls me one day earlier, gives me a trial and delivers me my shirt or my pant on the committed date. He is very consistent in that. Very high due date performance. I have also seen the tailors who say, okay, they will put the date as 15th of May, and when I go there on 15th of May, it is not ready. Then he says, there was a problem in my house, so I could not do it, sir. Come after 1 week. So after 1 week, when I go to him, he says, I could not do it because people were absent. And there is no consistency at all. Sometimes he will give in 1 week, sometimes he will give in 1 month, sometimes he will give in 2 days. Customer doesn't want such customer doesn't want such suppliers. Please understand. The people who are not good in due date performance are not liked by the market. Never. They don't mind paying you little more, but they don't like bad due date performance. Due date performance, which I was telling you, in terms of throughput dollar days, has to be very good. Throughput dollar days have to be very low. And then pay per click. This also I will explain to you. What is pay per click? These are the significant market needs. I will explain to you one by one. Reliable, rapid response. My decisive competitive edge can be gained by letting the market know that you are extremely reliable in your promises, to the extent that you are willing to pay penalties if at all there is a delay. Sir, I will deliver you the shirt on 15th of May, and if there is one more day's delay, I will pay you 1000 rupees penalty. This is my commitment. One day, for every day, I will pay you 1000 rupees. If he says like that, then you believe that he is serious. because you seriously want your shirt or suit or pant, whatever, on 15th of May, because there is a marriage ceremony of not anybody else but your own sister, 15th of May. Then tailor says, sir, 100% I will give you on 15th of May. Sir, you come on 14th of May for trial. And if there is one day's delay, I will pay you 1000 rupees every day, sir. For every day, I will pay you 1000 rupees fine. Decides your competitive edge. You are willing to pay penalties. In case of flyover, there was one minister who made that contractor to pay 1 lakh rupees per day as penalty if there is delay. 1 lakh rupees per day. So that contractor had agreed to that. Decisive competitive edge. He said, yes, sir, I agree that if there is 1 day delay, I will pay you 1 lakh rupees. But I will complete it in time so that I don't have to pay that penalty. Commitment. A decisive competitive edge can be gained by letting the market know, sir, please know it, sir. I will give it on the dot of that time. As a second phase, further DCE can be gained by offering surprisingly lower quoted lead time at premium. That means, sir, normal my lead time is 1 month, but sir, I can give you early also if you little pay me more at premium. The key parameters to be considered when devising the reliability offer is regular price, standard lead times, commitment to pay significant penalties in case there is a delay, and quality, of course, the same. Customer knows that he gets everything in regular price, he gets everything in the standard lead time. If there is a delay, there is a commitment to pay penalties, and quality will be world class quality only. Tell me, will you not buy a product like this if somebody commits to you like this? Why not? Because you know that reputation is there. He is not only talking, he has a reputation. For example, during my marriage, I went to a particular tailor in Pune who was having a reputation to make world class suits, and I went to him and I was ready to wait for him because he was very busy with other business. He said, sir, you have to wait for 15 days because now I am very busy. I waited for him because I could afford to wait, but I got it from him only because that particular tailor in Pune was known to have a decisive competitive edge in all this. Pitfalls of such a reliability offer. Okay, I was talking so big about the reliability offer, but there are pitfalls. Understand that. Temptation to charge premium for ensuring reliability. Customer sometimes may not like. Reducing quoted lead times, which you may not be able to maintain. Confusion over paying significant penalty. When actually time comes to pay the penalty, you hesitate. Overlooking quality issues. Sometimes in hurry, you make a little bad quality. Partial deliveries, you say, okay, sir, I will give you only pant, for shirt you have to wait for 2 more days. Or in case of flyover, they say, okay, sir, I am not able to complete the flyover, but I will complete only 3 kilometers part of that, which you please accept. You can make a reliability offer, but please understand the pitfalls and you should not come into that. Ignoring transportation delays, you may make a reliability offer, but then you forget that there are transportation delays also. Here I am warning you, because once you make the reliability offer, you should not fail in that. because you know, transportation delays are not in your hand. You have to consider that also while giving the offer. These pitfalls you should consider while making the offers, so that at any cost you don't fail. Ignoring design, engineering, client, authorization delays, not accounting for delays on account of outsourced work. You know, the suppliers are sometimes very unreliable. So how can you commit some date and you are completely dependent on that unreliable supplier? Then you may fail. Make decisive competitive edge on the basis of a reliability offer. But please understand that these are the pitfalls. Consider them. Consider them, because I am very much worried that your image in the mind of the customer, perception in the mind of the customer, should not get spoiled. That's why I have told you these pitfalls. Please understand these pitfalls and make the reliability offer. Adding rapid. Okay. First of all, I said reliability offer. Now I say rapid reliability offer. The assumed significant need of clients is rapid delivery. FedEx has said that I will deliver the parcel to you overnight. Now, I have a friend whose birthday is on 25th of May. Today is, let us say, 21st of May. Now, I want that parcel should be delivered to him on the morning of 25th of May. In spite of any transportation problem, if he has a transportation problem, for example, there is a lot of snowfall in Sonmarg, I don't care. He cannot tell me that, oh, there is a snowfall, so there is no road there. I don't care. He can take a helicopter and go. I want parcel to be delivered on 25th May. Over. Like other day, there was a news attempt that a drone is delivering the pizza. Okay. I don't know how. You have to deliver the parcel on 25th of May. That's all. Over. I want. The assumed significant need. Understand this word. Significant need. Assumed significant need of clients is rapid delivery. Clients grant business for ensured reliable supply and occasionally pay more for ensured rapid delivery. He will say, okay, today is 24th of May and tomorrow I want the parcel to be delivered. 24th May. And tomorrow I want parcel to be delivered. Where? In a remote area. I am ready to pay you double. I am ready to pay you triple. But I want that kind of a delivery to be done. Rapid. Inventory turns DC. Okay. I have completed this rapid reliability offer. I was talking about significant market needs, reliable, rapid response. If you have that kind of a decisive competitive edge, or you are having unrefusable offer, then customer will pay you even more. So create your decisive competitive edge. Then there is one more decisive competitive edge called inventory turns, DCE. For consumer goods, DCE is gained by providing a kind of partnership that delivers superior inventory returns. Sir, you don't have to keep the inventory. I will create the inventory in my place and I will deliver to you the moment I want, moment you want. You don't have to put any inventory there. So your inventory returns will go up. Inventory returns will go up. Your throughput will be increasing, your inventory will be low, so your inventory turns go up. Decisive competitive edge. inventory terms offer. A DCA is created by providing a kind of a partnership that delivers superior inventory terms along with better availability, substantially reduced inventories when all other parameters remain the same. I take care, I am a supplier, I take care that your inventory is low. Very good. Do it, because if I partner with you, my inventory turns go up. Then why not? Why he will not buy from you? He will deliver to you the moment you want it. For example, a lady in the house, she has consumed the sugar completely and now she wants it. No, she is not, she cannot afford to keep more stock of sugar. So she sends a SMS and immediately next hour the sugar will come to her. This has your competitive edge. So don't worry, just send an SMS. I'm just giving you an idea. That lady has to send an SMS, sugar, that's all. And within 1 hour, sugar will come. Next time, she has to send an SMS, tea. Within 1 hour, tea will come. If Big Bazaar gives an offer like this, SMS, lady has to send an SMS and the delivery will be done, because she is not able to afford more inventory. She is not able to buy months requirements by paying 3000 rupees. She says, I will consume my sugar, please send 1 kilo sugar, over. If that kind of a decisive competitive edge is given, she will buy it from you, because her money is not blocked. She has to pay only some rupees for those 1 kilo of sugar. How do you like it? Inventory turns offer. Inventory turns for DCE, for vendor managed inventory. Now here, earlier I was telling about inventory turns offer, that I will take care that your inventory doesn't go up. I will supply you the material as and when you want. That is one thing. Secondly, vendor managed inventory, VMI. VMI is a process where a supplier maintains an inventory. Sir, I will maintain the inventory. I am stockist for you. For a retailer, for another manufacturer in the supplier chain, by generating orders for the retailer based on his consumption information. I have told you earlier. He sends me an SMS of how much he has sold today. Immediately, I replace that. Immediately. Just his SMS comes and I replace. I maintain the inventory. He doesn't maintain any inventory. He has zero inventory or very minimal inventory. I maintain the inventory. And his phone comes or SMS comes, I run around and give it to him. How do you like it? Vendor manage inventory. Based on his demand, consumption information, immediately I replace that. Decisive competitive edge. Unrefusable offer. If customer feels that his money is not getting locked up, he will always buy it. Customer's money is very important. If customer feels that he is getting some valuable offer like this, he will never refuse it. Very high due date performance is one more offer. Very high due date performance without compromising on the content is defined as the delivering when over 95% or on or before promised due date. Then next unrefusable offer is pay per click, that you may be knowing. What is pay per click basically is, I give an advertisement on a website and I don't have to pay anything. I don't have to pay anything. If some customer clicks on that advertisement, then for that click only I have to pay. Pay per click. That means Suppose no customer clicks on that advertisement, that means nobody sees that advertisement, I don't have to pay anything. But if customer clicks on that advertisement, for only those clicks I have to pay. Very economical. If so many customers or so many people click on that advertisement, maybe I have to pay more, but that is okay. So that was that pay per click. Here it is little different meaning. What is that? When a good investment is regarded as too risky, for example, I have to buy a machine, but it costs so much, 50 lakh rupees. If I spend 50 lakh rupees now, I am having a lot of other problems of fund flow. So I am avoiding that. I don't want it. Actually, the machine is required by me very badly. Very, very badly I need the machine. But what I do is, I postpone buying it, because I feel that if I spend 50 lakh rupees now, I am having a funds problem immediately. Even bank will not give me loan. Then this is the risk. Eliminating the risk is client significant need. Now, what client wants? Eliminate my risk. Baba, give me the machine. But I don't want tension. I don't want any tension. I want machine, but I don't want any tension of paying it or having the fund flow problem and all that. I don't want. This is my significant need. Now, I am the supplier of that machine. What I do? They might offer a lease or rental agreement. Okay, sir. Don't pay 50 lakh rupees. Don't pay. Pay me only a small rent per day, per month. Okay. Or lease, make a lease agreement. Okay. Leave that also. Suppose there is a Xerox machine. Okay, sir. If you make 1000 Xerox copies in a day, you earn 1000 rupees. Subtract the price of the paper from that. So you earn 500 rupees. Okay, sir. Give me 100 rupees from that. Over. Take the machine. You don't have any tension. I don't have any tension. Win-win offer. So if some offer is given like that, why the client will refuse it? Because he wants the machine anyway, sir. Anyway, he wants the machine. But he doesn't want any risk. So what I say as a supplier, sir, please take the machine and only pay a limited amount every day to me. No problem, sir. I like it because I save money. I don't have tension. The offer is made by manufacturers of equipment of capital intensive goods to their clients. Pay per click. You earn money, then give me the part of that money to me. Over. Don't pay for the machine. Don't pay for the machine. Use the machine. Earn money and give me my percentage. Pay per click offer. Market segments. Segmentation today is almost synonymous to finding a niche in the market, and TOC challenged this thought. When different clients have somewhat different undesirable effects and different perceptions of value, the market is inherently segmented. Market is inherently segmented. For example, in a urban area like Pune, there is a place where people are having higher purchasing power. They are ready to pay some more amount to you also, but they want good quality. They want rapid, reliable response, so and so and so forth. But there is a place like, let us say, SIDCO or some small income group is there. There, your same product may not fetch so much profit margin to you. So you have to keep different prices in this area, low income group area, and different prices in the high income group area for the same product. Market segment. Various segments are there. Military area is there. There the behavior of the customer is different. High income group, who have the people who have two cars, three bungalows on their name, they don't bother about the price of what is the 1 kilo sugar pricing or 1 kilo onions, what is the price, they don't bother. So keep different prices for them. Keep different prices for the low income group. Market segments I am talking. The only thing that effectively prevents the segmentation is your offer. For example, here is a market segment, prospects who don't buy. They don't buy because their perception of value is very low. Perception of value is very low. They feel that this product is not at all any value to them. So they don't buy. Percent product, prospects. They don't buy. Then this is the segment, prospects who complain about your price. They say, your price is very high, sir. That means they want that. They want that product. But they complain about the price. Because their perception of value is more. But they feel that price is very high. And then there are prospects who have very high perception of value. They don't complain about price. They say, okay, what is the price? 500 rupees. Okay, 500 rupees. Like that. In an international school, they put their kids and they say, what is the monthly fee? 4,000 rupees. Okay, I will pay you 4,000 rupees because I know that you are very good. But that middle, they will always shout about the fees. Look, you are charging more fees, more fees. They will make sort of movements, shouting, complaints and all that. And here are the people who will not put their children in that school at all. Because they don't know the value of that school. Market segments I was talking. To properly segment the market, sale of a product in one market should not have a negative impact on the sale of product in another market. You sell here in first, they should not know what price you are charging to these people. Here you have to charge less, but they should not know. Otherwise, there will be a problem. Sale of a product in one market should not have a negative impact on the sale of a product in another market. Each market segment must use the same resources. The segment should be flexible. So when the demand in one market is down, the organization will still have adequate business from another segment. For example, from that segment, I will have enough business even if I have less business from here. Summary. The perception that is really important is the customer's or client's perception. Never ever forget. Whatever your own perception of as a supplier of your product is, always remember that customer's perception is more important. Marketing has to try to raise the customer's perception to the level that is higher than your perception as a supplier by convincing him that your product will take care of his specific needs, solve his specific problems. Don't tell him that your product is very good. Tell that the product solves his specific needs. Tell that his product solves his specific problems, let us say health problems. Tell him and generate a demand. Marketing has to generate the demand. Marketing has to catch the flying ducks and make them to sit in front of you. Generate the demand. Generate the awareness in the market. Solve the undesirable effects of the customer and make him to desire your product. That is the marketing. So, for that you have to create your decisive competitive edge. You have to make winning offers. you have to make unrefusable offers to various marketing segments. One needs to not only find the UDs but also work towards elimination and minimization of undesirable effects. Competitive edge should be on factors other than the price. Price as a competitive factor should not be there. You should have the decisive competitive edge based on factors of solving customer needs, solving customers' undesirable effects, and not on price. Segmentation of market helps to understand the diverse need of the market. The need of the market of one segment will be different, other segment will be different. For example, price products like Fair and Lovely may be liked by one market segment, other market segment may not desire it also. They feel that it is not of any good use. They feel that it is very costly. They feel that it doesn't give the effect. One market segment desires that product. Every lady in that market segment buys that because she knows the value of that product. She doesn't bother paying little more because she knows that the value of product is there. The same product may not be liked by another market segment. So you should understand the need of the market segment. For example, from that higher income group market, a lady may buy a big pack. In that lower income group, they may not afford to buy a big pack, so you have to give them small sachets. Then in 1 rupee, they will get that sachet, they will buy it. Market segment. Segmentation of market helps us to understand diverse needs of the market. And the moment you understand the needs of the market, the moment you understand the undesirable effects of the market, the moment you are able to solve the specific needs of the client, you are able to solve the specific problems of the client, then client will desire your product. And marketing has to create that desire in the market. If you do that, you can make unlimited sale. Your market share will grow like anything. This is the point. Thank you.